This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, guys. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on DFW Sports Station. Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on your home of the NFL. Your final chance to win $1,000 this morning with us is coming up at 9:16. 9:16. So a couple days ago, Bill Barnwell, who we all like from ESPN.com, came out with NFL trades that need to happen. And Roy, you sent me an article talking about NFL trade deadline day has become fun. It kind of started with Chip Kelly, I believe, with the Eagles trading for Sam Bradford, trading for DeMarco Murray. I'll never forget that day. It was so awesome because it was so funny. And the trade deadline this year will be October 30th. And Barnwell came out with trades for both sides that should happen. That just makes sense. So we'll start off with this one. And I've heard that this guy's in trouble there, kind of like Jarvis Landry was in terms of them trying to move him. The Dolphins trade wide receiver Devontae Parker to the Cowboys and a six-round pick in 2019. Devontae Parker to the Cowboys for a 2019 six-round pick. Roy is going to give you the homework on Devontae Parker after this. Here's the explanation from Barnwell. Let's start this whole piece with a logical move. The Cowboys are absolutely terrible with wide receiver weapons. Blah, blah, blah. He gives a bunch of numbers. The wide receivers are struggling. Dak is struggling. They have to fix both of the problems. No team is dealing a star wideout at midseason unless they have Josh Gordon-size red flags. Mm. So let's get the Cowboys a wide receiver with upside who has been held back by injuries. Parker was a breakout candidate before the 2016 and 2017 seasons. Things never quite launched for a variety of reasons. In 2016, the Dolphins threw the ball only 477 times, fewer than any team other than Buffalo. And then if you prorate his blah, blah, blah to the average league number of attempts, you would get like 67 catches for 890 yards and five touchdowns, which seems promising. In 2017 and again in 2018, the issue has been injuries. He had 230 receiving yards in the first 3 weeks of 2017, admittedly mostly in garbage time, but then he had an ankle sprain cost him the better part of four games, missed time with a broken finger, he had a quad injury, and while he seems close to returning, the Dolphins are running out of patience. They're going with Amendola, Kenny Stills, Albert Wilson. They picked up his fifth-year option before the year, so the Cowboys would be acquiring Parker for a late-round pick in the hopes that he could pick up his game over the next year. Plus, they could get out of his salary in 2019. It's $9.4 million without penalty if he does not get hurt, which is the only reason they should not take a flyer on this wideout that the current group of receivers cannot touch athletically. So the salary for 2019 would be $9.4 million. You can get out of it if he doesn't get hurt. Problem is, he has been hurt. Devontae Parker for a six-round pick from Bill Barnwell. What do you think, RJ?
Yes. He's a first-rounder.
Louisville, number 14, I believe, overall.
Yeah, and he's 25. I will always make that trade.
Me too.
Just on the fact, I mean, he's young. It's a six rounder. That seems to be a no brainer to me when you're that age and you've got the upside. I mean, there is upside there. The talent, that's the one problem though with this, and this is where Sam Bradford comes into play. Now, Sam Bradford's a bad case because he was an amazing college player. But when you're the overall number one pick, you are going to get chances well beyond those that remain deserved. Sam Bradford's going to continue to get jobs. Mm. He may be at his end now.
Yeah.
But
He did.
Like Dak Prescott
Rolando
may have like, yeah, Dak Prescott may have like one more chance after the Cowboys. if Tom Brady didn't go on this amazing run to start his career, he would have had like one more chance. He was a 6th round pick.
Yeah.
But Joey Harrington was going to continue to get chances.
Right.
Mark Sanchez stayed in the league forever because he was a number 5 overall pick. And that's Devontae Parker is going to find the same thing.
What do you think? What'd you find on him?
So, I mean, pretty much you guys went through everything that's been out there for him. He's only had two receptions this year. He's played in one game. He had a really strong preseason. A lot of articles were being written that Devontae Parker was ready to break out.
I thought about drafting him.
And then week 1 comes around, and he doesn't dress, doesn't play. And there was no real word of injuries. Then he misses a practice later on this year discussing about, I was dealing with my foot issue. This week, he told reporters, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to play this weekend. Still unsure after getting some action in a game before. Yes, he's talented. He's only 25 years old. He's a former first-round draft pick. You don't have that kind of pedigree without having something to your name. But does he really have the type of clout to be making the waves that he has made through now 4 years and what will be a 5th year at $9 million next season?
No.
His
best season was 56 catches for 744 and 4, and then 57 catches for 670 and 1. That's nothing. Nothing special.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And for that reason, I don't think they'd necessarily give him up for a 6th rounder right now. Even having picked up that 5th year option, even if they're disappointed with him, you can Google Devontae Parker's name right now, and you will find at least 3 articles in the Sun-Times or the Miami Herald that say Devontae Parker's potential is still at the upper echelon in the NFL. They still believe that, and they still believe that he could be a game-breaker for this offense currently this season. So even though Miami could be in the realm of making a move, I don't think they want to make a move right now, A, at 3-2 to trade away a better piece, and B, such a talented piece that they've invested so much in already.
Steven just tweeted me, as a Dolphin fan, Parker is garbage, has upside but won't get on the field. By the way, where the heck is Bryce Butler?
He's sitting next to Allen Hurns.
In the locker room?
Yeah, you know that.
Like, Bryce could have... Cole Beasley and Bryce Butler, to me, would stand out as the two receivers who have the most chemistry with Dak Prescott on this team. Apparently, they forgot Cole's on the roster, the most unguardable receiver they have. It's not even close. But Bryce has had some connection. I hope to see him on the field on Sunday in Arlington. More trades that need to happen. October 30th deadline from Bill Barnwell, ESPN. LeSean McCoy to Philadelphia. Yeah, that seems like the one that, at the worst case, could happen for Filthy. Best case, Le'Veon. Le'Veon to the Redskins for a third. By the way, the compensation, let me get that. Buffalo Bills trade McCoy to Philly for Steven Wisniewski, guard, and a 2019 6th round pick. Next, Pittsburgh trades Bell to Washington for a 2019 3rd round pick.
Okay. 5th round pick?
Third round pick. Now, My guess there would be that the assumption would be greater in Washington that they re-sign him. A Dan Snyder is more likely to pay that than Howie Roseman.
Philadelphia is not a dumb franchise.
Right.
They are not going to make decisions. They're certainly not going to pay a 27-year-old running back or 26-year-old running back. They're not going to do it. They're far not anymore. They did it with DeMarco. They are not going to do that anymore.
That's such a Redskins move.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a perfect Redskins move. Go ahead, bring in a guy who's a mercenary. You need a star, great player.
But not necessarily addressing a position you're like totally without.
Well, what are they next year?
Chris Thompson's a nice little
piece. Chris Thompson's a pass catcher.
And didn't they have a guy get hurt at the beginning of this year?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about LSU. Geis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would they...
I mean, we don't know what Darius Geis is.
Sure. But I thought, I mean, Samaje Perine was a year ago, so it's not like they haven't taken and invested some things in that room. I saw another one for Le'Veon, potentially the 49ers could be potentially involved, kind of doubling down with their Jimmy Garoppolo thing, because if they trade for Le'Veon, it looks like they're trending towards also getting a top 5 pick. You know, they could have hope that they get Nick Bosa And they solve all their problems in one offseason.
Well, they have a lot of problems on defense, and they don't have any wide receivers. So they're not solving all their problems.
Well, but I think if Reuben Foster, like the combo of Reuben Foster.
They drafted on their D-line, too. Solomon Thomas.
Mm-hmm. DeForest Buckner.
And DeForest Buckner.
Buckner's a piece.
Reuben. All right, another trade. Golden Tate to Tennessee for Tajay.
Gosh, they need it.
For Tajay Sharp and a 2019 fourth-round pick. Golden Tate. Cleveland. Tyrod Taylor to Jacksonville for a 2019 conditional seventh.
Sure.
Jamie Collins to New England.
Back?
Back to New England for a 2019 seventh.
Seventh
round.
Rounder, of course. Yeah, they get a fourth rounder for him or whatever they did when they traded him away.
3 years ago.
Trade him back and get a seventh.
It hasn't worked. A four-year, $50 million deal with the Browns has not worked out. He missed 11 games in 2017 with a concussion and a torn MCL.
I don't see the... I don't know if I buy that the Pats are going to pick up a contract like that for a linebacker. I don't know if they're going to pay. That's $11 million, $12 million a year. 12
yeah,
and a half.
But they gave the contract, like, I don't know how long ago they gave it. It might be, it's probably set to expire. Jamie Collins to New England, Cleveland, I think it was a while ago. Oakland safety Carl Joseph to Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons defense has been decimated by injury.
So many injuries.
And then Indianapolis trades Adam Vinatieri to the Chargers. That makes sense,
okay,
too.
Okay.
The Chargers' kicking woes are horrific. Awful. Did you look up Jamie Collins?
I looked up. I did not get to his contract yet. But, like, the Chargers' kicking woes are bad in large part because they got somebody in the background waving at the kicker, even at their home games. All right, they play 16 road games. I've never seen somebody play so many road games as the San Diego or LA Chargers do.
Yeah.
He signed it, a four-year deal last year.
Oh, Jamie Collins did?
Yeah, in January of 2017.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's in year two. He's got two more years on it.
Yeah.
With a cap hit of...
Whatever.
11 and a half and 13 and a half.
There's years left on it. All right, so there's some around the NFL trade ideas for the deadline on October 30th, my pop's birthday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.